Kai Lee, and you are listening to a new episode of the Truth Be Told podcast. On this episode, we are discussing the difficulty of being authentically yourself in corporate America and discussing ways to address this issue. Let's get into it. Yeah. All right, so this question comes from Cookie. Hey, Cookie, thank you for submitting your request. So Cookie has requested that we address the difficulty of being authentically yourself in the corporate world. And so Cookie is looking for some direction. She is looking for some advice, some how-tos on how to do that in corporate America and keep your job. Now, before I go any further, let me just say that what I am suggesting or advising in this podcast is strictly just a generic overview of what I am doing, have done, or would advise you to do in this situation. But do not hit me up talking about, Brandy, you said this on your podcast. You told me to, now I don't have a job and I got fired. Don't bring that over here. All right, so let's get right into it. How to authentically be yourself in corporate America? Great question. And I put and keep your job, assuming that you want to keep your job. If you don't want to keep your job, then hey, turn up. But the first thing I would suggest is to know yourself. Know who you are as God created you to be. So know thyself, to thine own self be true. Once you know who you are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, places and areas where you need to grow, places and areas where you feel like you're really an expert. Once you know all of those things and you're okay with them and you're accepting of them, then no one, no supervisor, no boss, no manager, no coworker can throw anything into your space that throws you for a curve, because you already know. If they tell you something that you know really isn't your strength, you know, it's something that you know you need to work on, you would just say, hey, thank you for sharing that. That's something that I'm working on, and I really appreciate you for pointing that out to me. I really care about growing, not only as a professional, but as an individual. I thank people all the time for the information that they share with me on my job as it relates to me growing, quote unquote, professionally, because I find a way to relate that to my personal life and to my personal business. So that is one way, is to know yourself, know who you are, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, know who God created you to be. And then whatever feedback that you're getting, whether it's positive or constructive, figure out how to incorporate that into your personal life and your personal business so that this feedback actually does help. But I've realized that a lot of times, the feedback is helpful, even if it's tedious, even if we're feeling like it's petty. Sometimes the feedback can be helpful and can be used. And I've literally just taken all of the feedback that I've gotten. We actually have something at my job where we have to sit and actually go through these things and process these things on a quarterly basis. So it's really helpful, and everyone has to do it, supervisors, managers included. And I think it's really helpful with helping us to be authentic. I also have, in my case, where the CEO of my network is actually an African-American woman, and she is new in her position, but she sends out communication often. And most recently, they have updated to say, like, you can bring your authentic self to work. So whereas before we couldn't show tattoos, we couldn't have like crazy hair color that was pink or purple or something that was quote unquote unnatural, and all of those different things, those rules have been changed for my job, which is helpful. And also it helps to have a more productive and successful work environment when you're encouraging your employees to bring their whole self to the job. So the first thing would be to know who you are as a person, Cookie, and to figure out if whatever feedback you're getting, whether it's positive or negative, see if you can apply that in your personal life so that it really actually does help you. The next thing is understand that there's more than one version of you. So there's you, the employee, there's you, the sister, there's you, the confidant, there's you, the coach or the ratchet friend. Like, all of these are different aspects of your personality and who you are. And so it may help if you were able to compartmentalize and say, okay, well, when I go to this place for this time, I need to tap into the employee me and then outline what that looks like. For me, I know that I'm constantly checking my email, so I'm giving 100% to my students, that I'm always in constant communication with my department dean, and just really keeping the lines of communication open so that if there is a problem, if I do happen to drop the ball because I'm not perfect, then I'm taking full responsibility for that and still being happy and coming to work with a positive attitude. I think that understanding those different aspects of your personality and what you bring to the table is also a plus. So understand that there's more of you. There's more than one of you. And then also know what you're bringing to the table at your job. So I don't know what your position is, but think about how qualified you are and think about how you have ideas and think about how important you are to your department or to your team or to your company. And remember that. I don't care if you have to write it down, if you have to put it somewhere on your desk, like remind yourself why you are there. And let's just be real. Sometimes we're in places and situations and companies and jobs where we're really just there for the check. And if that's the case, then be honest with yourself and then purchase my book, Powerful Affirmations, where I actually have a chapter called The Next Best Action, the NBA. And I'm talking about how to align your actions with your core beliefs and your thoughts so that you're moving in the direction of your goals and therefore manifesting the things that you want to create in life. So that would be my second piece of advice for you. And the third piece of advice is just try. Like, literally try bringing your authentic self to work in a way that's loving and positive. Listen, if people don't like who you are, and that's one thing. If you're coming to work and you're nasty, you have a bad attitude, you don't want to talk to anybody, there is a way. I know that for a lot of Black people, when we go to work, it's just different. Our culture is different. Like, we don't really want to talk about everything that's going on in our personal life and share all of our personal information, whereas our white counterparts may be more willing to divulge all of their life information, everything that's going on. Those are just cultural differences. Don't feel like you necessarily have to do that in order to bring your authentic self to work, but think about the core aspects of you that people always compliment you on. And if they're like, oh my goodness, Cookie, thank you so much for that piece of advice, or thank you so much, you know, for asking me how my day was going when you saw that I was having a bad day. I do that often, because not only with my students, but also the people that I'm working with. If I see that someone is having a rough day, they just fell in the hallway. This literally happened. And I was like, hey, I know that you fell and you broke your toe. Like, it may not be the most concerning thing to me throughout my day, but if I see them and I'm reminded, then I will ask, hey, how are you doing? Is everything okay? What happened at the doctor's office? Just checking up on people and showing that genuine concern and interest sometimes does go a long way. So try bringing your authentic self to work. That's something that's authentic to me, because I'm just a naturally, you know, I'm like, I don't know, I'm naturally caring person. I feel like I'm people's mama all the time. But, you know, that's just my nature. And I think, Cookie, I do happen to know you personally, and you do have that warm, loving spirit about yourself. So try bringing that to work if you haven't already, and see how that works out for you. Listen, if you're talking about specifically like physically in terms of how you can bring your authentic self to work, you may have some parameters around that, where like my job before, I had to get my nose ring taken out, but then 2 weeks later they were like, oh, we're changing this policy, bring your authentic self to work. And I was like, really? I just took my nose ring out. But everything happens for a reason. It's all good. But if you are having some of those limitations or parameters around what you can wear or how you can wear your hair or piercings or tattoos and things like that, then, you know, you just have to honor those limitations as it relates to your job. But find other ways to be creative. You can find other ways to express yourself and your dress and what you wear and the colors that you wear. I realized early on that a lot of people that I was working with would wear dull or mute colors, such as, or you know, like browns and tans and navy blues and gray and things like that. So I made it a point to wear print. I made it a point to wear flowers. I made it a point to wear jeweled headbands. I made it a point, you know, to have like some bright colors on at times, whether it was yellows or pinks or lavenders and things like that, because that was allowing me to express my personality in a way that was creative, but also was within the guidelines of what was set for the job. Being authentically yourself in corporate America can be tough. It can be a challenge, but you have the right to do that. You have the right to show up as you. You have the right to go to your job and feel like you are valued, to feel like you have something that you can bring to the table. And if you're not feeling that way, then you have the right to have that conversation with someone who is your either your direct manager or maybe even someone a step further that should really be able to step in, give you some advice, guide you in the right direction, and hopefully make some changes. That's what it's all about. When you think of yourself as a woman of purpose, when you think of yourself as a woman who's on a mission, when you think of yourself as a passionate woman who has so many gifts and talents and abilities to share with others, you have to apply yourself in that way. And maybe other people don't give you the time of day because you're not even on their radar. They're judging a book by its cover or whatever the case may be. It's up to you. It's up to you to take that position of leadership and take that initiative and be assertive and have conversations with people. And again, this can be done in a positive and professional way. If you need help, I am the queen of having positive and professional conversations and getting people all the way in check without being disrespectful, disruptive to my environment and things like that. So if you need any help with anything like that, Cookie, don't hesitate to DM, text me, whatever. I'm serious. I really do this show and ask you guys for your input because I want you to be masters of your fate. I want you to start creating a reality that you love. And if you already are, to continue doing so, because I feel like everyone should have a happy, fulfilled, and fabulous life. So I hope that answered your questions. To do a quick review, how to authentically be yourself in corporate America and keep your job. It's to know who you are as God created you to be. Know thyself, to thine own self be true. Understand that there's more than one version of you. There's you the employee, you the sister, you the confidant, you the friend, you the ratchet homegirl. And so compartmentalizing and deciding how you're going to show up on your job is very important. Also, try bringing your authentic self to work in other creative ways, whether it's in the way that you dress, the way that you wear your hair. Try bringing those good qualities that are within you out, even to people who you may feel like don't deserve it, because it's not about them. It's about you. When you say, how do I show up as my authentic self? You show up, girl. You show up as your authentic self. And so, again, this can be done in a loving and positive way. Like I said, if your authentic self is to go off on people, to cuss people out, and to do that, there is another way to communicate effectively what you need and to resolve conflict in a way that's gonna give you the results that you truly want. And if you need any more direction, guidance, or advice on that, shoot me an email, info@brandykiley.com. I'll be happy to share my insight. I love what I can do now because I feel like our community is small but loving. And so I'm able to be very, very active. So I want you guys to take advantage of that while you can. That's it. I think that was it. Always know your worth. Never settle for less than you deserve. I will say this. Basically, I've answered the question, so you can drop off the podcast at this point. You know, I'd be rambling sometimes. But in my previous job that I had before the one where I am currently, I had some words in which I was able to identify how I wanted to feel at my place of employment. This is also outlined in my book, Powerful Affirmations, that you can get at brandykiley.com/book. And I was saying that the first job wasn't quite right. You know, like it was a little bit chaotic. It was a little bit unorganized. And it was like attacking me and who I was as a person for no reason. And I knew that I came with good intent. I knew that I came trying to be honest and give my talents and abilities to this place, and it just wasn't being received. And so instead of trying to force myself to fit into this environment that clearly wasn't for me, I decided to take my next best action step, which again, my MBA, which is outlined in my book, Powerful Affirmations. And I said, I am going to just start applying for other jobs just to take the next best action step, because this doesn't seem to be working out for me. And sometimes we have to put ourselves in a different environment and give ourselves a chance to have a different opportunity. For me, I was commuting at the time from Indiana to Illinois. And so the new job that I took, which by the way, I got a whole new job, and it was actually my dream job and my dream location. And I would have never gotten that had I stayed in that environment that wasn't for me. And so I don't know who this is for. This could be somebody listening in now. Sometimes you have to make difficult and tough decisions, and sometimes you have to move. Sometimes you have to be willing to put yourself in a different environment, in a different situation, to give yourself a different experience. I'm not saying quit your job, you know, and don't have anything lined up or don't have anything planned. I've done that before, and it really wasn't the best thing for me to do. But I also know I have a friend who I want to get on the podcast because I think that she could really speak to this from her own personal experiences of being a teacher for, 10 years or so. She was a 10-year teacher, and then one day she just up and left. She was like, you know what? I'm done. It's over, B. It's over. And I was like, what? You're not teaching anymore? She didn't have anything planned. She didn't have anything outlined, you know, for real. But she ended up starting her own business within 6 months of leaving her job. And this business is what is sustaining her right now. And this was all because she put herself in a different position. So that may not be everybody's stories, but if you listen to other podcasts that I have on here where I've interviewed Danielle Morrill of Rich Girl Business and so many other women, if you go back to these previous episodes, God bless the audio quality, you will hear stories of women who have stepped out on faith, who have done something similar and came out on top. It is possible. You just need to get in tune with yourself and know what you need to do that's going to be the next best step for you. If you are needing, like I said, more intense coaching, things like that, then that's always an option. You can email me at info@brandykiley.com, as I am a certified lifestyle and wellness coach, certified in mindfulness as well. And so these are some things that we can discuss and get you on your way. Other than that, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Cookie, for the question. I think it was good. I hope that people got something useful from it. If you did, let me know. Follow me on social media at Brandy Kylie, BRANDYKYLI. I'm about to get more active on my podcast page too. So that's Truth Be Told Podcast on Instagram. And right now, that's really all I use, Lord. I don't know about Facebook. Am I the only person? Okay, whatever. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you on the next episode.